Hey everybody, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Leary and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast, and we have been having a powerful week of broadcast all this week. Let's pray and release faith over today's message and then we'll get right into it. Father, we do thank you today again for your word. Lord, it is so precious to us. And we're asking you for revelation of it. We're asking you for light to shine in our hearts. We're asking you today for the truth to make us free. Help us to receive your word, put it into practice, and see the results of it working in our lives. Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, all this week on the broadcast, we've been talking about victory in these chaotic times. And if you just look back at 2020 last year, there was a lot of chaos that happened in the world. Political unrest, economical upheaval, riots and plagues and all kinds of things went on in the world. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning how you and I as believers can maneuver in this environment but not be defeated by it. Now I want to start today's broadcast by reading some scriptures in Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to jump around just a little bit, but you can follow along as best you can. Hebrews 11, verse 11 says this, "Through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed." Verse 29 says this, "By faith, they passed through the Red Sea." By faith, verse 30, "The walls of Jericho fell down." Verse 31, "By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not." And verse 32 says, "And what shall I more say? For time would fail to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson, Japheth, of David and Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness they were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of their enemies, and women received their dead raised to life again." How did all of this happen? All of this victory happened through faith and by faith. Now, friend, these things took place thousands of years ago. All this faith they're exercising, all this victory they're experiencing took place thousands of years ago. And so I want to read you this statement that the Lord gave me, and it's this: throughout human history, times have changed. Generations have come and gone. Crises of all different kinds have emerged. But one thing has never changed, and it's the reality that faith in God has always produced victory in the lives of the people that live by it. I know that's a long statement, but I want to read it to you again. Throughout human history, times have changed. Generations have come and gone. Crises of all different kinds have emerged. But one thing has never changed, and it's the reality that faith in God has always produced victory in the lives of the people who live by it. And so, friend, no matter how chaotic it gets out there in the world, no matter what pandemics are in the future, or political unrest, or riots and division, no matter what goes on out there, faith in God always works to lead us to victory. Faith was the victory then in Hebrews 11, and it's still the victory today. It transcends times and generations and trouble. And if you and I are going to experience victory in these hostile times, faith and living by faith is not optional. I'm not talking about faith just in a generic way, and we'll look some at that on tomorrow's broadcast. I'm talking about practicing the principles of faith and victory. If we're going to walk in victory and experience victory in these times that you and I live, then living by faith is not optional. In fact, it is the only way to be secure in this environment. I want to say that to you again. Knowing how to live by faith and doing it is the only way to be secure in this environment. There's no other way to be secure in this environment other than putting your faith in God and practicing the principles of faith and victory. You know, a lot of people are looking to natural things for their security and for their future. You know, a lot of people are looking to legal reform, political reform, economical reform, police reform. And they believe that if we just get these things in place, then everything will be okay. And friend, I'm not against trying to get things in place that will help us. But we are not our own source for security. And man is not our source for security. And political reform is not the way that we're going to be secure. God is the only way that you and I are going to be secure in this environment. And faith is the only way that we hook to Him. Psalm 146 says this, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." What's the Lord telling us? Don't look to man, because you will not find your answer in another man. You're not going to find your answer in a politician or in political reform or economical reform or in a nation or in a political party. Don't look to that, because you will find zero help. You know, there's been legislation put in place and, you know, political things done that people thought, well, this will help, this will be our answer. And then 3 weeks into it, you find out, no, that actually wasn't our answer. Why? Because people are not our answer. Politicians are not our answer. Man-created reform is not our answer. God is our answer. And so we don't need to put our trust in those things. You know, if we make it in these hostile times, if we're secure and walk in victory in these hostile times, it'll be the Lord's doing. Psalm 124 verse 1 says this, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us." What's he saying? If it wasn't for the Lord and His help, we wouldn't have made it. And friend, you and I as believers, we ought to be saying the same thing right now. If the Lord doesn't keep us and help us and sustain us, then we're not going to make it in these times. We won't walk in victory in these times. If we're going to enjoy victory in the last days, in these chaotic times, it's going to be because the Lord does it. He keeps us. He sustains us. It's not going to be because of a politician, political parties, political reform. That's not going to be the reason why you and I are kept. It'll be the Lord's doing. It'll be Him operating and moving in our lives that causes us to walk in victory. And here's the thing. The only way to access the Lord's help is to live by faith. I want to say that to you again. The only way to access His help is to live by faith, to practice the principles of faith. Psalm 37:40 says this, "The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him." And so if we are going to make it in these times and enjoy victory, then we can't look to natural things. We have to look to the Lord, because if it does happen, if we do enjoy victory, it's going to be His doing. And the only way to get His help in our lives is to practice the principles of faith and victory. And that's how you and I are going to win. And so the only way to be secure in this life, the only way to be secure in these times, is to learn the principles of faith and victory. You know, you can have everything right in the natural, seemingly. You can have it set up politically just like you think it should be, economically just like you think it should be. But if the Lord doesn't get involved, it won't be enough. Psalm 127 verse 1 says this, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes in vain. And so it's not enough just to have everything right in the natural. You need to have something beyond natural reform, natural ideas, natural people. We need to have another source, a higher source, if we're going to be kept and make it in these times. And God is the only way to have provision and protection no matter what's going on in the world. And faith in Him is the only way to access that help. And so to be secure in this life, the principles of faith and victory are vital to our security. I want to say that to you again. Knowing and applying the principles of faith and victory are vital to our security. And here's the good news. God will teach you how to live by faith so that He can bring victory in your life. Friend, it's good news, isn't it? No matter what comes in the future, we know this. Faith in God always works to produce victory in the lives of people who live by it. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, throughout human history, times have changed, generations have come and gone, crises of all different kinds have emerged, but faith in God has always produced victory in the lives of people that live by it. Number two, knowing how to live by faith and doing it is the only way to be secure in this environment. And number three, knowing and applying the principles of faith and victory are vital to our security. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You today for the ability to experience victory in this hostile environment. Lord, we thank You for teaching us how to live and walk by faith. And we make a decision today that we're not looking to a man, we're not looking to a nation, we're not looking to a political party for our security and provision and protection. No, Lord, we put our trust in You, our eyes are on You, and we're gonna follow You, we're gonna trust You, we're gonna believe what You say, do what You say, and we're gonna be kept because of it, no matter what happens in this earth. And we do thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to close out this series entitled Victory in These Chaotic Times. We'll see you then.